USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Florence making landfall now in North Carolina, the eye wall of the Category 1 storm, hitting the coastline with heavy rains and a 10-foot storm surge. Streets have been streams for hours in some communities, and over 300,000 homes and businesses now have no electricity because of the storm. And the National Hurricane Center is reporting over 10 feet of floodwater in New Bern already. North of Boston, fires and dozens of explosions reported at homes and businesses. Apparently an overpressurized gas line may be to blame. North Andover Town Manager Andrew Mailer.
We do not yet have a timeline. People should expect this is going to be a while before they're going to be able to return to their home.
Authorities say some people were injured, but they haven't released specific figures. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Witness the next chapter.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Of the unbelievable true story.
Tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
U.S. Senate Democrats now sending the FBI a letter about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. In a statement yesterday, California's Dianne Feinstein said the letter about President Trump's nominee comes from someone who, quote, strongly requested confidentiality. Feinstein did not detail the content of that letter. Award-winning journalist Bob Woodward says he would release the interview tapes of his new Trump book if he's strongly challenged to do so. Woodward's book, Fear, Trump in the White House, slammed by President Trump as a total fraud, a work of fiction, and totally discredited. Woodward, however, insists his book draws on hundreds of hours of interviews with real people who he says were there. The best-selling book depicting a shockingly chaotic and dysfunctional White House. And Volkswagen's parking its iconic Beetle, saying young drivers no longer have love for the bug. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Cynthia Nixon conceding the nomination to Governor Andrew Cuomo following New York's Democratic primary yesterday. Speaking at her campaign's election night headquarters, Nixon said she pushed Governor Cuomo to the left on issues like marijuana while holding him accountable for broken subways. Nixon, the actress known for her role on Sex and the City, also poked fun at Cuomo's having spent millions on TV ads, saying he didn't underestimate her campaign, as evidenced by his spending. SpaceX is planning to send someone on a trip around the moon on the company's huge new Big Falcon rocket. The company says it will reveal who their first customer will be and why on Monday. It's still unclear when exactly the trip around the moon is going to happen. Last year, CEO Elon Musk said the BFR is essentially a combination of a rocket and a spaceship designed to send humans to the moon as well as maybe Mars. And the world's richest man is donating $2 billion with a B dollars to help homeless families and also to create non-profit preschools. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos announcing he and his wife are launching the Bezos Day One Fund. Bezos, the world's richest man with a personal fortune of over $163.8 billion at last check. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.